From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, U.S. military secrets for sale in a market in Afghanistan.
First, Iran says it is now one of the small group of nations with nuclear capabilities. That means that Iran can produce enriched uranium to fuel nuclear power plants or eventually nuclear bombs.
John Wolfstahl is a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He's a former on-site monitor of nuclear facilities in North Korea and an expert on Iran's nuclear program. John Wolfstahl, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
The Iranians say they have successfully produced low-grade enriched uranium. Let's say there's a line from 0 to 10, and 0 is we have no nukes and no expertise, and 10 is we have the bomb. Where on that line would be we can make nuclear power, and where on that line would Iran be now?
I think Iran is obviously closer to a weapons capability than anyone would like to see. But I hesitate to give it a number only because Iran has demonstrated that it can enrich a small amount of material to a low level. But that is a much different thing than having a large-scale industrial enrichment facility that can produce large amounts of low-enriched uranium for reactors or significant amounts of highly enriched uranium that could be used for weapons. And I think what we're going to need to look for now is to understand how the infrastructure that Iran has built to enrich this material is holding up. Did some of the units fail? And, you know, how are they going to improve on their production techniques?
Is it at all surprising that it's taken Iran this long to be able to enrich uranium? That is, at this point, really, why aren't there more nations with this capability?
Well, I think it's an important point to bring up, which is that, you know, Iran has been pursuing nuclear technology for weapons purposes even before the time of the revolution, back to the Shah. And they have not mastered it. Understanding the technology is not the hard part. It is mastering the technology and actually implementing it. The reason Iran has been more successful in the past few years is because they were able to tap into an illegal nuclear black market being run out of Pakistan by the founder of their nuclear program, AQ Khan. And so they got a leg up in terms of mastering the technology and actually implementing it.
Aren't you on your way to Tehran in a couple of weeks?
I am going for a conference in 2 weeks.
What kind of access do you think you'll have there to nuclear scientists or people who might be able to answer some of the questions that you have, if any?
Several years ago, Iran was in a very defensive mode when it came to their nuclear program, having been caught basically cheating on its obligations and buying illegal or stolen equipment. They were very defensive, and they really weren't comfortable giving outside officials or experts access to their complex. They've adopted a much different attitude at this point, which is to say we're entitled to all of the nuclear technology that other industrialized countries have. It's our right under international treaties, and we have nothing to hide. The problem that I see is that we don't really understand who is making the decisions in Tehran. And for me, a much more interesting set of questions is to try and understand the political dynamics in Tehran. What are the different factions that are vying for power? And does this provide us with an opportunity to try and negotiate a diplomatic settlement?
John Wolfstahl is a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. John, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.